I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Happy hump day. Celebrity Trash This Hour is brought to you by the Alice Instagram Live. This Friday at 10 a.m., we're doing an Ask Me Anything. Bryn's going to ask me questions from the listeners.
That's right. Topless for Sarah.
Yeah, and you. Wait. I'm not doing a topless if you're not doing a topless.
Yeah, I'm after you, you know.
Listen, Sarah. It's topless. That's the deal I made with you.
Yes.
I think you're going to triple whatever my attendance was, you're going to triple it. I think that's incredible. Great job.
Yeah. Well, you know, doing my best, Vin. So
now we just have to find a new sponsor for it.
Yeah. One of the sponsors of the topless show. I'm going to guess bra companies aren't in.
I don't understand. It's so weird. Okay.
Maybe suntan lotion.
You know, what? I'm a big fan of yours. I look forward to seeing your Ask Me Anything.
Oh, well, thank you. I look forward to being topless because it's such a natural state for me. Be sure to DM any burning questions that you might have to the Alice973 Instagram. Bryn's going through all. Any good questions so far?
You know, to be honest, there's a bunch of softballs. I feel like people can come a little harder.
Oh, really? Oh, okay. Yeah. No, I feel like softballs are the way. I watched Vinny's Ask Me Anything, and that one seemed, you know, he answered the one hard question, and then all the other questions were just like... So since he already answered the hard one, let's just go
with the
softball.
I'm not sure if they're just like all Sarah minions or what, and they're trying to be, you know, accommodate. But
yeah.
Let's spice it up a little bit, guys.
Yeah, I welcome questions about sewing and gardening. How much I love singing. Things like that.
Okay.
Anything besides that, though. Nah. All right, let's get going here. We're going to start with the Billboard Hot 100. These are the songs the kids are streaming. And boy, the kids, they have great taste in music. These are the best songs in the country at this moment. At number 100, debuting on the chart, is Doja Cat and a song called Boss Bitch. And here it is on Alice. All right. That's not bad.
I like her.
Yeah. Well, she's got one in the top 10, too, so we'll hear from her in a second. Skipping up to number 10, Billie Eilish, holding steady in 10th place with Everything I Wanted. Amazing. That's been on for almost 6 months. I feel like that's new, but no. Justin Bieber featuring Quavo, steady at number 9 with Intentions. Future featuring Drake is at number 8 with Life is Good. I love this Post Malone song. Circles is at number 7. Go! His goat thing, he calls it. Circles. We just heard this song, Harry Styles, Adore You. That's up a point to number 6. All right, here's that Doja Cat song. This is up 3 places. It's called Say So, number 5. Number 4 is our dance party, Dua Lipa, Don't Start Now. Yeah. Don't start caring about me now. Aren't you the guy? So nice. Dua Lipa is at number 4. Number 3, this is a former number 1. I want to say 14 or 15 weeks at number 1, something like that. The Box, Roddy Ricch. At number two, thank God, slid out of first place, Drake, the Toozy Slide. Which, by the way, if you watch TikTok at all, I mean, this one, he, you know, it's just, he basically makes up a dance. Pick up your right leg, slide. I'm like, okay, so he's just aiming for TikTok people. So Drake,
did he succeed? Seems like
he did. Right. It's everywhere. Bored in the house, and I'm in the house bored. Anyway, here we go. Toozy Slide, number two. And not only number one at the top of the charts this week, but number one on TikTok, this one. I'm blinded by the light. So I think I know this dance.
I'd love to see you do it.
No, I'm not doing it. I'll do it when we get back to work. When we get back to the station, we'll do all the challenges. The Weeknd, Blinding Lights, number one. Hey!
It's just like leg movements, right?
I know. People can really dance on there. Wow, you can really dance.
So fun.
Anyway, there you go. That's the best song in the whole wide world right now. Blinding Lights, The Weeknd, number one. All right, let's head to Florida, everybody, where Tom Brady is. Look, they might not even play football this year, but if they do, he's going to be suiting up as a Buccaneer. And, wow, this is kind of weird. Rob Gronkowski's coming out of retirement.
I love this story.
It's so annoying to me.
So much.
Oh, I'm sure you love it. It's like, screw you, Gronk.
Oh, really? Or
yes.
Is it Gronk saying, screw you, Belichick. You made football the least possible fun thing I've ever done in my life.
Oh, God. God, I hate winning so much. So guess where Gronk is going? He released a statement saying, I'm back. I always say when I have that feeling and it feels right, I'll be ready to take the field again. And I have that feeling. I'm ready. Tommy, I'm coming.
Did you see the meme? And it's a meme. It's a picture of Patrick and SpongeBob playing outside, having a great time. And it shows, who's their boss? Who's the guy? Squidward? Squidward is watching from
Mr.
inside
Krabs,
through the window at them playing. And it's, he's supposed to be Edelman.
Well, let's guess who's going to be next going to the Buccaneers.
Maybe he'll
move
get traded,
the whole damn
too.
Team down there.
I'm going to play in Tampa Bay. Tom Brady.
I think
technically, it's wonderful. Technically, Gronk had a year left on his contract with the Pats, so they agreed to trade him for a fourth-round pick. A source says that Tampa Brady was the only team that could have lured him out of retirement. He spent his entire career up till now with the Patriots, just like Brady.
I'm just like Tom.
He announced his retirement last March after 9 years with the team. He's had some pretty serious injuries. He'll be 31 next. He's just a kid, 31, really. I mean, a kid. To us, in football years, he's 100. From 2010 to 2018, Brady hit Gronk for 78 touchdowns. That's the most in the NFL. It's also twice as many as Brady has thrown to any other player. So,
we're a team. He throws the ball, and I catch the ball, and then I run.
Gronk has said that he's lost over 20 pounds of muscle. Not staying in the gym. And my curiosity is, will they play this season? Like, do you hit the gym and train like you're going to play when it's highly likely you're not?
Well, yes, I think you do. I mean, can you really take 2 years off? I mean,
I don't know how they're going to. I mean, obviously, that's the thing any athlete has to manage, whether it's the canceled Olympics or the upcoming NFL season,
right,
whether or not it's going to happen. I guess you have to be ready. You're probably right. But that and I hope that's the way that goes down. Watching them talk about these trades and stuff makes me think they're acting like football is going to happen this season.
Yeah, I know. Well, I'm sure they're hopeful. Right. And if things get back to normal by, say, July, then there is a chance that football happens.
I hope it does.
I'd be down. I'd even be down for a truncated Major League Baseball. You know, it would just be nice to have some normal back. Speaking of normal, George Stephanopoulos he's back to normal. He says he's recovered from COVID-19, even though he was asymptomatic, so I don't even know. I mean, honestly, if you never had any symptoms, how can you know you're recovered? Or maybe he tested negative because he has tests available to him. He's George
Stephanopoulos. This testing thing is so frustrating because I've been reading about it, and right now the only people they really want to test are people in a specific demographic. The tests are so hard to come by that they're like, they do everything they can not to test you.
Right. They make it so difficult to get a test, and you know, and I get it. They want to test people who are in a dangerous demo. Because I think they feel like the average person is going to survive this thing. So they don't want to waste a test on you when they're going to tell you don't come to the hospital anyway. Anyway, George Stephanopoulos is like, look, I'm over this, and I'm donating plasma to potentially help save lives. He went on Good Morning America to talk about this. Were you able to find any comments from him? All right. Yeah.
Last week, I signed up for one of those clinical trials for recovered COVID patients to donate blood plasma. That process began last week, and I also took one of those tests that shows I developed the antibodies to fight off the virus. So I've cleared the virus now. I'm fully recovered, and I hope to complete that blood plasma donation soon.
Yeah, because, you know, that blood plasma can save lives, three to four lives per donation. So that's incredible, George. We're happy for you.
So they're giving this plasma to people who have the virus, and because it contains antibodies, they're hoping, right? That's the hope. Mm-hmm. Tom Hanks and Rita Wilson are doing the same thing.
We just found out that we do carry the antibodies. We have not only been approached, we have said, do you want our blood? Can we give plasma? And in fact, we will be giving it now to the places that hope to work on what I would like to call the Hank scene.
Yeah.
Come on, Adele. So that's nice. I think that's...
He's so square and so wonderful in every way. I love that guy.
He's great.
Yep.
I love Tom Hanks. You know, do they just grab plasma from you out of your... Like, they just take a pint of blood and separate out the plasma? Is it simple?
How else?
I don't know.
I truly don't know. You know, there's people who want marrow stuff, and that's like a whole thing, right?
Yeah, that's not the same at all.
No. But yeah, if it's just in your blood, I'm sure they just take a pint. So that's that. This story. Oh boy. Just, you know how 2020 is kind of canceled. Can we cancel Mary Kay Letourneau? Like,
what?
Enough of her.
How does she make the news again?
She is months after the legal separation between her and Vili Folau, the guy that she was dating since he was 12 and she was 36, his teacher. If he
married
never...
teacher with three kids.
Yes. Oh, she was a grown woman with an established life and family.
And that family moved to Alaska to get away from the news of the mom and doing her student. And being in love, the weirdest part of all that was that it was a love story.
Yes. And if it had worked out long term, it would have been just like, oh, look, you know, OK. But no, it didn't. Surprise. I don't know how many kids they had, at least two, because I think by the time he was 15, she had two kids by him.
Ay, ay, ay.
I know. So she was in prison for raping her former student, and she's now looking up for love online. And get this, hoping to find someone closer to her age, which is 58 now.
Wow.
Yeah. She's been on the app.
That's young. I meant to say that's so young.
Yes.
Oh my God.
She's looking for someone 50. I'm sure there's, you know, is there a Mary Kay Letourneau fan club that maybe she could
She wasn't.
Into?
You know what? Yes, she was wrong getting with her student, but she wasn't a bad looking lady.
No, she wasn't.
I'm sure someone
she
would
was a normal looking lady. Like, that's the thing. It's always so crazy when it's like, why? Just to look at you, I would have been like, oh, that's a normal person with a normal life and doing a 12-year-old.
I don't know how.
What?
I really don't know how.
I know. I don't either. She's on at least one dating site. They say she's casually looking around to see if there's anyone. She's not someone who does well by herself, says the source. They broke up in 2017. He filed for legal separation. They tried to reconcile a couple times, and I guess that February of 2019, they moved to private arbitration, and late last year, the separation became official. So they're not divorced, but they're not together anymore. So now the 58-year-old teacher former teacher, I should say, finds herself single for the first time in many years. Oh, the poor thing. She's been talking to a few guys. She's interested in someone who is age appropriate.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, and then they go on to detail the whole sordid tale of the two of them getting together when he was 12 and she was 36. So, look, they lasted 20 years.
That's a good run for anybody.
Sure.
I do agree with that, but it's going to be hard for a partner to not say, so the 12-year-old thing, what's that? What's going on there?
Right. Should I be worried about other 12-year-olds now that I'm in my 30s? No, you're sufficiently young enough to satisfy me. Anyway, Mary Kay Letourneau, she's on dating sites. So if you're interested, you know, look for her, I guess. All right, that's going to do it for the 7 o'clock trash. Vincent, what is coming up in the news?
Well, we'll mention a quick story about Earth Day and a couple quick updates about the coronavirus stuff. And then I've got some wonderful fast facts and more after these.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.